Are you open-minded enough to venture into the gray area? By Paul Angel. Harry Randall Truman was known as the genius who wasn't scared of volcanoes, and the most stubborn man in the world. Despite weeks of alerts from volcanologists warning it was ready to erupt, Harry insisted on staying but a mile away from smoke belching into St. Helens in Washington. He was sure the experts were wrong and he was right, and he refused to listen to anyone else. "That mountain ain't gonna hurt me," he vowed. It wasn't long before Harry was obliterated by 1,000 pounds. Boulders and a pyroclastic flow of 800-degree liquid rock. That had to have hurt. In hindsight, it's clear Harry should have gathered other opinions and perhaps reconsidered his own position. That is the thing about opinions. They can change drastically by exposure to more information. The more information you get, the more educated your opinions and decisions will be. Recently, AFP received a letter from a very intelligent reader in California who questioned our decision to run an ad in the paper that was unflattering to Vladimir Putin. The letter read as follows. In issue 17/18, on page 7, there is a full-page anti-Putin ad in the newspaper. How could you do that? Was it paid for by the CIA? All anyone would see here is the war-crazed neocons and a deep state, anti-Russia, anti-Putin ad. Putin has given lots of warnings to the West. They need to back off. As you know, the last real president of Ukraine was ousted by the CIA in a color revolution. What happened to AFP? My response was, we can assure you, the ad was not paid for by the CIA but by a longtime AFP reader who obviously despises Putin. Note, opinions among our readership and writers vary widely on all kinds of topics. Hence, in the spirit of free speech, AFP tries to offer a range of viewpoints and information, even if we sometimes disagree. That's the kind of free and open debate we need. Many years ago, when we started American Free Press, a board member pointed out that it would be so much easier to survive if we made things simple, presenting the news in black and white, everything Republicans do is good. Everything Democrats do is bad. But that is not reality. Reality is a huge gray area between the black and white news you get from mainstream sources such as Fox, CNN, MSNBC, etc., who try to tell you what to think rather than providing you with balanced information so you can do the thinking for yourself. The latter is what AFP tries to do. Let me give you several examples in this issue alone that prove my point. Here at AFP, our feeling is that the federal government should not be getting itself too involved in telling states how to handle their elections. Thus, we are leery of Donald Trump's recent EO, preserving and protecting the integrity of American elections. However, in this issue, on page 26, Garland Favorito, who has been working for decades to ferret out vote fraud and guarantee fair elections, offers an article with a different conclusion. Favorito, instead, points out the many advantages the EO offers in terms of ensuring honest vote results. We offer his expert opinion so you may add it to your knowledge bank. Then there is the whole Joe Biden imbroglio. The announcement that Joe has terminal prostate cancer was made a day before the official drop of a new book on the Biden senility scandal. Was that announcement timed to engender pity for Biden and refocus attention away from those who hid his waning mental competence from the people for 5 years? The name of the book is Original Sin. It was written by CNN talking head Jake Tapper, certainly not someone AFP would call an upright newsman. In fact, Tapper has long been an unabashed apologist for the Democrat Party, helping to mislead Americans on all kinds of important topics. We can also be sure that Tapper covers his own but in the book, as he was one of those media personalities who insisted Biden was sharp as a tack. Even though Tapper has made his career as a paid liar, everything he says is not a lie. But we cannot really judge that unless we read the book. It is just one more piece of the puzzle that was the Biden presidency. In short, there might be some valuable information in there that helps us expand our opinions on recent events. Thus, we are willing to at least listen to what Tapper has to say about the Biden senility cover-up. That's why AFP had Nick Griffin craft a review of the book on pages 10 to 11. Griffin wants to know, if Joe was as bad as they say, who was really running the country? Inside that book, there may be some answers, Griffin tells us. In this issue you will also see various opinions about Trump's budget bill, which passed the House in the wee hours of May 22, pages 9 and 25, the ramifications of planned cuts to Medicaid, page 17, the birthright citizenship debate, page 7, a different take on the admittance of Afrikaners into America, page 16, plus articles on fluoride, FEMA, the new pope, the Mideast, the Iran nuclear talks and more that will provide you with reporting from seasoned political observers to help you make informed conclusions without preconception. AFP offers uncensored news from writers located around the world who are dedicated to offering you their informed opinions. Take them or leave them as you see fit, but realize that very few news outlets are willing to explore the gray area of the issues we cover. This willingness to delve into that sometimes confusing gray area is what sets AFP readers apart. AFP is the newspaper for you. If you agree, we should feel free to criticize any politician who violates America First principles and praise other political figures, regardless of their party affiliation, when they fight for us. And this goes for the President of the United States, as well. See page 1. AFP is not for you, however, if you are too stubborn to listen to different opinions, like Mr. Harry Randall Truman, mentioned previously. Paul Angel is the managing editor of American Free Press.